The word transparency has become too transparent and trendy, in my view. We hear this word all the time in business. Everyone feels the need to be super transparent. And while transparency is a good thing, too much transparency at the wrong time can be bad. Before you divulge, separate the truth from telling too much. Committing to always tell the truth doesn't mean that everything that's true needs to be said. Let's take a first date as an example. You want to be truthful with a person you are meeting for the first time, but if you unload your entire life in one night, chances are that will be your last night with the person. What about at work? As a boss or team member, it's important to be honest, but going off the deep end with every detail of your life may just make you look crazy. The pitch challenge today: temper your transparency on a need-to-know basis. Exercise restraint on how much personal information you share, especially if it's not absolutely critical for others to know. For example, if you are getting a divorce, your children, friends, and family need to know, but they don't need to know the play-by-play of the court battles and disputes. Plus, being that transparent may be something you regret later on, even though while you are going through it, you may feel strongly about sharing it. If you are in a job interview, stick to the facts of your resume and don't over-communicate on all the background of why you are leaving your current job. The truth may sound logical to you, but could be read differently by the person interviewing you. Telling the truth is the most important aspect of being transparent, but not every truth needs to be said at every moment. To avoid making everyone your therapist, temper your transparency by becoming more aware of your timing. And getting a therapist is not a bad idea either. I believe everyone should have one, no matter if you think you need one or not.